This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. Talking about the importance of MSMEs in the economy, Mr. Modi said MSMEs play a transformative role in the economic growth of a country. Mr. Modi was addressing a post-budget webinar held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. The Prime Minister pointed out that stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का assurance एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances. He said countries across the world want to strengthen their economic partnership with India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has exhorted all chief electoral officers, district election officers and booth level officers to work transparently and fulfill all statutory obligations diligently. Addressing a two-day conference of chief electoral officers, CEOs of all states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar directed officials to be approachable and responsive to political parties. The chief election commissioner also asked that the issue-wise action taken report by each CEO has to be submitted by the 31st of this month to their concerned deputy election commissioner. The chief election commissioner directed officials to make efforts to have between 800 to 1200 electors in each polling booth and ensure that it is within 2 kilometers distance from the residence of each elector. The BJP today lashed out at India bloc members over their statements glorifying Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi hit out at Samajwadi Party leader Abu Azmi and Congress leaders Rashid Alvi and Udit Raj, raising strong objections to the glorification of a ruler who killed his brothers and imprisoned his father. He said glorifying the emperor who killed his family members and tortured Sikh gurus for vote bank politics is insane. Mr. Trivedi referred to specific historical events involving Aurangzeb where he gave orders for the demolition of Hindu temples. The BJP spokesperson questioned whether this was not a cruel mockery of the legacy of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj and the sacrifice of Chhatrapati Sambhaji Maharaj. He further asked the Samajwadi Party and the Congress why they were trying to spread hatred in society. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is set to launch its model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayats at a national convention in New Delhi tomorrow. This initiative is part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. In men's cricket, Australia were 206 for 6 in 38 overs against India, the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.